What's up, everyone? It's the final countdown here at Corked Stats, powered by the Mayo Media Net here on YouTube and presented by Jock Market. Download the Daily Fantasy app for free. They're going to match the first $100 for free. And if it's free, it's for us. Can you believe it, everybody? Yes, yes, yo, you don't stop. Big John came rocking the sure shot. I told you at the very outset of opening day, we were going to bring it like nobody else. And I really hope that we did just that here at the Mayo Media Net. Please rate, review, and subscribe to the audio only pod. And in a couple minutes, even though it's the last day, you know I brought the smoke. You know I brought the entire package. We're going to come at you 115 off the crack of the bat as always. You never want anyone to know that it's your last day because you want to be really consistent. Work ethic is something that's in our control. Remember, we don't throw the ball. We don't swing the bat. So we don't control the outcomes. What we can do is control the discipline and the amount of work that we put in. And that's what we are about here. Me and you, the Corked Stats crew. I am going to be fighting back tears during this one as we bring you this, the fastest show in MLB absolutely anywhere. You can take that bad boy to the bank up to Bristol, Connecticut, if you'd like. They cannot keep up with us by damn sight, and you know it. And it's not just me, it's you, the interactions, the feedback, the community, as you've seen my own maturation process through this season. Now we kind of found our groove, MLB messing around with the ball, which has thrown off a lot of people. No excuses being made, but you reached out to me. I reached back. We're rocking these F5 team totals, putting the algo to work right now. Banged it again. That's like two of the last 3 days hitting plus 500 parlays. That is not normal. We know we have an edge here. Continue to smoke that. I don't know where my content is going to be. You know you could follow me on Twitter. That's the best spot just to find out everything at MLB Moving AVG. Do me a solid though. By the time you hear this show tomorrow, I'll be wearing mouse ears, disconnecting, getting ready for football season. Maybe we'll come back with a standard Patreon. I have that cost per point value analysis. You heard me drop on the PME experience. Check out Patty's podcast from last week. I dropped the chart. I'm going to be refreshing that every single day. If you are a football bettor, I mean, whatever I end up charging, $8 or $10, whatever people get a month. If you place one football bet and you're a halfway serious bettor, this thing is absolutely going to pay the bills. Then we'll be doing player props and stuff. So maybe that's what it'll be all about. And then, of course, I'll be starring and hosting the Mayo Media Mix right here at Mayo Media Net on Monday for game day, on Thursday for game day. And then either Friday or Saturday, I'm going to come and bring something really cool. We're working with Run the Sims and doing all types of projection analysis. I don't know if you've ever followed my football work. I've never done it in public before. It is going ham right now. We are going bananas. I just released my own rankings. I cut down the entire football player pool down to 125 people because I get down like that. I do not have any respect for fence sitting. We're trying to win the money. All right, enough of that. Let's do more of this. The three pillars of profit at Corked Stats. We're doing daily DFS, Jock Market, total base props, the F5 team total model, smacking it up, man. Those bookies have it. I made some more cash up in the Jock Market. Again, we only recommended two stacks. It was Cardinals. It was Phillies. They were both really good. And if not for the Philly implosion with Arizona, we would have done even better. So let's get right up into it. It's the 8:30 stack attack brought to you by Jock Market. It's a familiar face up there at the Redbirds. Listen, I have been screaming about this for a while, and I think, I'm not saying it's a secret that nobody knows that Cincinnati is playing up, but this is ridiculous, okay? It's better than Coors. It's seriously better than Coors. Like, and that's what I mean. People have adjusted to Cincinnati. They talk about the Great American Small Park, ha ha ha, making jokey jokes. But in reality, we're not seeing the lines move the way we should in Colorado. Although today, someone might have heard me barking. We smashed that Cardinal over 2.5 yesterday. That was like the easiest money, and I'm going to stop being afraid of 2.5s. We've hit two of the last three when the model says so. You can follow me on Patreon, or at least I maybe for now don't do that. Keep an eye on where I'm going, man. I just got so used to saying follow me on Patreon, but we're pulling the plug on it. Again, I may go to monthly. I'm not really sure. I'm sorry. I was trying to bring this to free. I was trying to sell my own work out there. I'll work for a lot less than I deserve to bring stuff for free because that's kind of my style, as I think we're about to take over the sports media world. Hat tip to Patty Mayo for letting me, the Tasmanian devil, out of its cage. All right, let's get back into Justin Dunn pitching at home in Cincinnati against the Cardinals. It's only been 19 innings, but it's been disgusting. 5.12 ERA, 1.5 WHIP, 9.54 OPS. Being in Cincy ain't going to help that. Expected ERA, deserved ERA, both north of 6. 18% K to 12% walk is not good on either side, leaving 6% K minus walk, the things we look at. And then a 42% first strike rate. Yes, I double-checked it, triple-checked it. That's got to be the lowest in the league. That's going to wind you on the bus to Tuscaloosa. Pair that with a 29% O swing, and, you know, what do you got? You got a lot of trouble. You're in the zone where it's just getting demolished. 51 fly ball, 45 hard hit, 95 miles an hour, 12% barrel rate, equals what? You know, 390 x woba and 2.3 home runs per nine. Just everything we're looking for. I generally don't chase the same stack 2 days in a row, but if you see the names, they're a little bit different. What's the problem with Dunn? It's the fastball, as always. Hyper usage, 48%. That's just way too much. I mean, if you know, like, let's say you're the hitting coach and you know you're up against Dunn, his fastball is not very good. We'll get into that in a second. 48% of the time, just wait for it. We also know the chase rate's not very good, which at least infers, right? We can infer that he's not deceiving around the edges. Why? Part of that is a function of the hyper use of the fastball. Man, it's been eating away at me. One of my more favorite DFS analysts really cracked on using singular pitch analysis as if there's no edge to be gained there, that it's like fool's goal. And I guess, whatever, I take every subtweet to heart. I know they're generally not about us, because we usually put in the extra work, right? We're not just, it's not fastball. I mean, we're really getting down into it. I think this matters. And again, we kind of have the receipts to show for it. So let's get into that fastball. Besides the 48U, 615X slug, and 12% whiff, just not any good across the board. 4 home runs against that pitch, 92 miles an hour, which is not very good. 16 inches of vertical ride, so that's too steep, right? Especially in that kind of environment, going to get you in trouble with 9 inches of arm side run. That's not bad. 9% arm side run is not bad, but even if you're looking for 10, you're 10% below average. And again, with the very steep approach, that's going to get you into trouble. Again, we're going around in circles a little bit, chicken and the egg, but this is what happens. So think of it like we're circling, right? We're circling the toilet, getting ready for a flush. Like, oh, it's too many fastballs, but they're not very good, but it's too steep, so you throw more of them. Whatever. I mean, Dunn's going to get cracked up today. We missed on Goldschmidt yesterday, so we're going to buy the dip on Goldie today, the leader for the MVP in the National League. Last 45 plate appearances against righties, a 405 batting average, 216 ISO, 11-11 OPS with 4 extra base hits. He's killing fastballs from righties on the year, 77 contact, 48 hard hit, 11 barrel, and 7 shamalama ding-dongs from the goldfish. Then gimme Mr. Newt Bar. Sometimes you feel like a Newt Bar, sometimes you don't. My boy's got mounds, man. Last 49 plate appearances against righties, 316, 447, 12, 33 OPS, 3 doubles, a triple, and 4 ding-dongs from Newt Bar. He's leading off every day. My man is awesome. We highlighted him on the waiver show like a month ago as he was picking up steam, replacing Dylan Carlson. He is taking all of my teams to victory right now. Love every bit of it. Remember the triple slash here again, because this is the last detailed show we're going to be doing tomorrow. I'm going to be crying and saying thank you, and we're going to do a couple like $1 million parlays. All right, let's go for it on the way out the door. More importantly, to Newt Bar, and again, the tools that hopefully I'm providing you with that you could use going forward. Use our triple slash, the MLBMA Corkstatch DGen, you know, up 23 hours a day, voluntarily, triple slash, BA ISO OPS. Remember, ISO is extra base hit rate. That's a simple percentage. OPS includes walk rate. That's going to burn you if you're chasing base hit parlays. It's going to burn you if you're chasing total base props. Okay, so just keep that in mind. We really want to be focused on BA versus ISO and OPS. I was actually churning on something for next season already. I'm going to come up with a singular metric, right? These are kind of the things that I do. We're going to come up with base, like, let's call it like a prop metric, right? We're like a single one. I'm going to try and filter out the noise and do a little bit more of the thinking for us. All right, so Newt Bar is awesome, and he crushes fastball, 85 contact, 55 hard hit, 16 barrel, 11 blast, 434 x woba, and 4 home runs. I mean, just awesome. Newt Bar has been great. And then give me Brandon Donovan. Again, I'm trying to get away from the guys that destroyed yesterday. Everyone is probably going to be chasing who was awesome. Everybody was awesome yesterday. Well, we mentioned O'Neill. Sadly, I didn't have any Jock Walker shares. He was the top player. Arenado, Dickerson, right? So you want to be kidding. Let's say if guys can produce 2 days in a row. That is like when that's the double chalk, right? It's already chalky. We're going back to St. Louis. It's already chalk. We're kind of in Cincinnati. I don't want to be chasing the guy who hit two home runs yesterday. So let's go with the really good hitters buying the dip in the micro sense. Goldschmidt, Newt Barr, Donovan is a fastball eater right there. 410 batting average. Last 50 plate appearances against righties in general, and then to go out to the fastball, 90 contact, 511 slug, 391 x-wall, right? So that's when he does his damage. He also had a really good price on the base hit prop. I just had trouble pairing it with somebody. If you're an audio-only listener, it's a bit of a tease. You'll see the names. They're not really it. And again, I'm really trying to stress these metrics to lead us to the promised land. Be careful where it's easy to be too conservative and say, well, if a guy rings on a player model, let's put him in a base hit parlay. No, there are certain guys where you want to go for the two bases because the price is there and the stats are there. The matchup is there, the lineup is there, and in St. Louis's case, they're on the road, which is awesome because we want to ensure the ninth frame. Again, if you're going to be a heavy favorite and you're going to be at home, there's a very good chance you're not going to get the ninth frame. That's 11% of your at-bats. Like, let's not give those up. All right, so give me Goldie, Newt Barr, Donovan. Hopefully you got a couple lessons there. Please make sure you hit the like button because that stuff matters. And, you know, rate, review, and subscribe, all that stuff. Second, Stack Attack. It's the Bravos from the ATL, Dirty Dirty, up against Jose Ureña. 6 ERA, 1.7 WHIP, 8.22 OPS. He's been sending my family to Disneyland for quite a while. XFIP in Sierra North of 5.5, 11.5K, 11.5 walk, 0.0K minus walk. Yikes, Hachi, Machi Liberace, 52 first strike, leads to the 92% in zone contact rate. Again, remember, I didn't say it yet today. Let the stats sing you a song. There are numbers, yes, don't let them be intimidating, let them speak to you. We want to end up at the contact metrics, but you can't just skip there. That's the last chapter in the book. You got to know the beginning of the story because it's bad disciplinary metrics that beget contact, then poor location begets strong contact, right? So allow, you know, sing the first verse, get into the bridge, nail that awesome chorus, and then, you know, bring the bad boy home with the number one hit. Well, give me up against Ureña. He does keep the ball down 50% of the time, but he's got the elevated line drive rate, the 4.5 blast rate, which we're already looking for, has led to the 360 ex-woba. Lefty's killing him, 330 BA on the air, 909 OPS. He's just forcing the sinker, 54 use, 511 ex-slug, 14 whiff. He does also have 5 home runs allowed to righties here to date. So remember, it's missing. He just misses. He forces the sinker. Good sinker ball hitters are going to be waiting on that. Remember, again, sinkers, again, the steep VAA. Sinker is often thought of as a ground ball pitch. We see that materialize in the high ground ball rate. However, when a pitcher is not very good and throwing it too much, hitters can kind of lower their expectation for what they're going to go for. And some hitters, that's how they butter their bread. So give me Matt Olson. Yes, he's been gross the last couple weeks, but he's beaten up on righties here to date. 56 hard hit, 15 barrel, 10 blast, 269 ISO, 852 OPS, and 22 home runs. So I think he's got the clear upper hand against Ureña, and I also like being able to get these really, really good hitters that are depressed because Jock Martin, again, is all about the price. Then give me Michael Harris, who's been excellent last 40 plate appearances against righties. 324, 235, 954 OPS with 5 doubles. He's been an extra base hit machine. And he's killing sinkers on the year. 64 hard hit, 36 barrel, 27 blast, 670 expected woba, and 4 home runs. I mean, so he's a perfect example of that. He's going to be waiting for that pitch. And if you have the uppercut swing, then there goes the damage, right? So again, individual pitch analysis can be misleading when misused, but I don't think we're misusing it. I think Harris is going to be awesome today. I guess we'll see. I'm sorry again about that. My allergies. I live across from a creek, and like any day it's windy, I just get totally beat up. So Olson and Harris. Harris with the big star, and then Travis d'Arnaud, he destroys sinkers as well. 86 contact, 14 barrel, 641 slug, a 480 ex-wobble on the year. Expect d'Arnaud to be sitting on that pitch. We know it's coming. He's going to be sitting on it. Look for him to uppercut one into the stands. And last up, it's the Oaktown. Giving the Elephants balancing on beach balls. Going up against Fetty, Mercury, and the Nats. 4.88 ERA, 1.5 WHIP, 7.62 OPS.
those attack metrics, not necessarily in place, but let's get into it. The very high 60% for a strike rate. That's excellent. However, you'll see how, again, the stats are going to sing. 11% walk rate, 28% O-swing. And you think, like, those three things don't match, right? One of these things is not like the other. One of these things just doesn't belong. Right, can you guess which one by the time I finish my stupid song? It's clearly the first strike rate. So, yes, he will get up and try and get ahead, right? So he's going to put you in a position to shorten his workload. A good strategy. However, 11% walk rate, 28 O-swing, or below average, well below average contact metrics. So that's what it tells you. He gets up and he's going to force one in. So the answer is, offer at it, right? If you're facing Fetty, you go after the first pitch. If it's not exactly what you want, you let it go. And then after that, if he misses, now you're where you want to be. And you get to take advantage of the rest of those stats. The elevated line drive rate, 41 hard hit, 360 X-Wall. But again, checking all the benchmarks. It doesn't necessarily always be home runs and fly balls. Again, remember, mush ball back in effect. Fly ball is not necessarily the best thing. Give me hitters hitting line drives. Again, you're not going to get home runs are down 20% year over year, been the month or something like that. It's just ridiculous. Check out Ballpark Pal. He's tracking all that stuff on Twitter at Ballpark Pal. Excellent site, free site, all that stuff. You know me, I don't recommend that you people pay for anything. I'm a nefarious cheapskate. All right, so Fetty with the struggle bus going on. Okay, pick it up. It's a tale of two seasons. First, 9 games out, 3.55 ERA. And 1 home run per nine, he was looking pretty good. Last 11 times out, 6 ERA, 1.6 whip, more than 1.5 home runs per nine. That's really more the guy we've expected in that span. 350 WOBA minimum from lefties and righties each have 4 home runs. So we can forget the split. We're just going after right-handed hitters. It's the sinker and the cutter. 60% use. They've given up over 11 home runs. So we're going to have hitters looking for the fastball bin pretty much. So give me Seth Brown. He's killed those two pitches from sinkers and cutters from righties. 80 contact, 17 barrel, 12 blast, nearly 500 ex-WOBA and 4 home runs. I think Brown goes deep today. And then Shea Langeliers is the only other Oakland hitter that even has like redeemable qualities in the stat sheet. He, remember, he's recently called up. Too many strikeouts, not any good stats, but 17 barrel year-to-date against righty. So he's a desperation play, and he could be kind of a fun jock market play because Oakland guys, just nobody's interested at all. These guys are like below, $4 or below. So again, they do score runs from time to time. So if you get the front third of the lineup, remember, you do get a half a point for the plate appearance, which can be the difference at the end of the day. So Oakland doesn't win a lot of games. A lot of times they get the ninth frame. And that plate appearance could be the difference for a cheap player profiting. And you're like, wait, what happened? I had a really good player that hit a home run. Well, he didn't make money because his share price, you know, canceled that out. Where, I mean, that's why Jock Market is so much fun and so excellent. And I think when football hits, we're going to have a much better time explaining it because you have the week to kind of digest it. We'll really get into it in the execution. Baseball happens so, so fast. It's very, very difficult. Football, we'll know exactly where we want to be. We're going to have ranges and projections. It's going to be awesome. We're going to make a lot of money. We always do. I made a lot of money both years in football. So, all right, that's a stack attack. Give me the Redbirds. Give me the Bravos. Give me the Athleticos. Goldschmidt, Newbar, Donovan, Olsen, Darno, Harris III, Brown, and Langeliers. That's the first pillar of profit here at Cork Stats. Wow, very last stack attack for the season. If you enjoyed it, any of the work we've done, if you felt you've learned a single thing, please rate, review, and subscribe. More than anything, review, right? You only get to do those once. I can't make you write something really nice. Just a 5-star review means the world. If you happen to put my name on it, guess what? Those are the kind of things that'll get this show back next year, right? That's the kind of thing that's going to help us sell it. You know, we're extremely transparent here, maybe to a flaw on my own side, but that's the truth, right? I don't ask for your money. I do ask for your cartoon fingers. Put them inside me. There's plenty of room. All right, yikes. All right, fantasy end right here. This is the last one. I know it's a little off schedule, but this is the last show, so I figured let's do something just a little bit different. This is the Mayo Media Fantasy Baseball Rest of Season Long Shot League winners. I got one player in every offensive position, then a handful of pitchers that I think are going to help you win your league. So we're looking for guys that trading probably ended, although from what I understand, some leagues allow trading all the time. Some of these hitters are available in more shallow leagues, that's for sure. And I think all these guys are viable in even the most shallow league. And even if you're kind of a stars team, I think they're the kind of guys you add, again, remember, we're thinking about sine wave, we're thinking about age arcs and trajectories, and how these things are not always moving in perpetuity, right? They're not always moving in a single direction. They oscillate, they flow, and all that stuff. So we want to be, a lot of these guys are young players with pedigree, minus one guy you'll see who's kind of sticking out like a sore thumb. But let's just get into it. We'll do it really quick. Again, audio-only listeners, I'm going to drop the image today on Twitter. You could just go download it. I think it's really helpful to have the image sometimes to kind of visualize it, help you give an idea of your own team. And then, of course, good luck. I hope you enjoyed what we did throughout the season, mining the leaderboard, right? Use the tools. Look for time-sorted advanced stats. Look for swing and miss. Look for contact suppression, but in pairs. Neither one of those things stand on their own. Again, we like to, you know, I say pillars of profit for a reason. Think in terms of multiple pillars. You can't stand anything heavy on a single beam. You got to put multiple beams. And once it gets wide enough, now you need a third beam to cover the mass there. All right, so always kind of think in these strategic terms. Behind the plate, it's Sean Murphy for the Athletics. You know, no one wants the A's. Murphy's a very good hitter. He's always going to be in the top third. He's going to be playing every single day and have access to the DH spot. Hard to beat that. He's been very good and getting better. Give me all the Sean Murphy rest of season. First base, Nate Lowe. I think he just won Player of the Week. He is awesome. Love Nathaniel Lowe. Actually, Nathaniel, right now that he's matured a bit. Maybe I'll do that someday. I don't know about it, but maybe. You know, Texas, rolling him out there every single day. And again, we know he's very good. His line of placement is a bit concerning. I know he bats like 5th and 6th sometimes, which I don't necessarily get. But Lowe may be available in 12-team leagues. I know he was in mine. Player of the Week can be tough to get, but maybe, you never know, keep an eye on those waiver wires. Jake Cronenworth, somebody who's most definitely available, again, with Tatis out for the season. He's getting run every single day. The Padres are picking up. They're looking really good. He has multiple position eligibility, which we absolutely love down the stretch. Over to Luis Rengifo, another gold star on the nose. He's on every single one of our teams. We were on him and added him when people were still making fun of him. Well, the joke's on you. Third base, Rodolfo Castro, stealing bases, hitting on runs, playing every day. But he's on the Pirates, and that's why people don't want him. What do you notice here? Besides the Padres, Texas, Oakland, Angels, Pittsburgh, people refuse to look in those trash bins for gold. Well, you know what? I put on the rubber gloves and I go digging. Jake McCarthy in the outfield, my dude's been awesome. I was trying to convince everybody to go get this guy. He's stealing bases like crazy. Arizona's giving him the green light, hitting for average and some pop. Very glad to have Jake McCarthy on all my teams. And with Lars Nootbaar, we covered him. He's been excellent. One of the best in the game. You don't forget recently, it's just been excellent. Excellent, excellent, man. Wow, Nootbaar keeper, pushed to the front of the line, just super stud coming. Then my boy, the sore thumb, TJ Friedl. He's on every one of my draft champions teams. He's getting drafted in like the 650s. Again, I never thought he was a superstar. I thought he has a track record of being a very good on base asset with speed and very good defense. He's led off before. I thought Cincinnati would stink, which he did. I thought Cincinnati would sell off, which he did. So I thought that would open up the pathway to everyday playing time, which it hadn't until recently. Now he's playing every day. Half your games in Cincinnati. Guess who looks like a stud? So I'm rolling out TJ Friedl over superstars, and I don't care. Now let's finish it up on the bump. Guys, it should be on your teams because they're on mine because they've been lighting up the board. And this is not like, oh yeah, everybody has these guys. We were on them from the get-go. The proof is in the pudding. That's what I love so much about posting these pictures. We have the receipts. You can do it like a flip book, and you'll see the names move from the bottom of the list up to the top because they played their way from 15-team viability to 12 team to 10 team, and that's how you know that you won that deal. All right, so it's Matt Manning on the Tigers, all the prospects shine, plus he's getting swing and misses. Tucker Davidson, he has followed the prototypical prospect pitcher path that no one seems to understand yet. So here's another good pool tool, people. This one should earn another like for the fantasy heads. Starting pitcher has shine. Starting pitcher pitchers in minors. Starting pitcher dominates minors. Starting pitcher gets called up. Fantasy players overreact. Fantasy players overspend. Pitcher now in majors is very bad. Fantasy managers vomit. Fantasy managers drop. Minor league pitcher succeeds again. Gets called up again. Fantasy managers fail to react and usually bet against that pitcher. I'm with them the whole time, these ups and downs, until the last spot. Reed Detmers, and now it's Tucker Davidson. Okay, these guys are very good pitchers with tons of shine, tons of track record, love across the board from hundreds of really smart scouts associated with every good team. A lot of times they come up, they struggle with the fastball, they struggle with usage, they're a bit overmatched. It's not quite the same. Okay, that's not a surprise. They go down, work on something with the experience, speed of the game, work on the things they needed to, and then come back and look really good. So get with Tucker Davidson. I'm a dummy. I have ATL. It's LAA. He's with the Angels. Now he's traded from Atlanta. I filled this in by hand. Of course, I never seem to get through these without making a mistake. I'm very, very sorry. I'll try and fix it when I post it on Twitter. Then let's get my boy, Rowanzi Contreras, on a ton of my teams as well. Now, granted, hard to take a W here. I drafted him on teams. I thought he'd be getting more of a run with the Pirates, but he's up now and he looks really good. He already also had that. He did the gauntlet, right? He ran the lap. So he came up, he stunk, he went down, he's back, and he's good. Okay, let's go. Seriously, sometimes the game doesn't have to be so hard. And then if you're looking for saves, I got Brandon Hughes for the Cubs. Like, I don't want to recommend anyone that anyone has access, that no one has access to. Brandon Hughes is available and getting saves. I think he's going to win the job if he hasn't already in Chicago. And, you know, that's a team that is going to win close games because they're not very good. You know, Stroman's out there. He could win. And they play the Pirates, so they could win. They play the Reds on the road. They could win. So, again, I'm just looking for context sometimes in role when it comes to saves. That is the second pillar of profit. And the very last fantasy leg for the season, please, you know, do the huge. Hook it up, man. Hook it up. Press the like button. Hook me up on the way out the door. Let Patty know. Let him know that you're picking up what we're putting down. All right, let's wrap up with some bets. We got a total base prop. So again, right, I mentioned the base hits. I had trouble pairing Newt Barr. The stats are so strong. He's leading off, he's on the road, and it's a plus 120. Pull the trigger on total base. We shouldn't be afraid of total base. And this is my problem. People that, and this, I hear it from the crowd, and you're right a lot of times. I do all this excellent work. I know I don't mean to be arrogant, but I know it's good. It can be extremely accurate at times. And I'll just, I get conservative. I go, you know, I get pussyfooted. I get gun shy, and it happens. You know, where you're going for total bases, you miss a couple, they get singles. He's, oh man, maybe I should be parlaying singles. The answer is just all of it. It's risk the same amount, right? You don't need to risk more. Play more pathways to profit. So instead of just taking $100 or R, I like to use R because it matters the same for me and Bobby Bucks out there. Split it up, man. You know, you don't have to put the entire hundo on Newt Barr. Excuse me, I'm sorry. You could put 55 on that and split it with the single play. Again, I'm going to be running some more of the model stuff. But, you know, maybe it's a parlaying with Murphy. You know what I mean? Guys, again, even within the same game, I know FanDuel, you parlay those basic props in the same game where, I mean, Goldie and Newt Barr are definitely a pop to have a hit in the same game, right? So don't be afraid of that stuff. Again, I know my own flaws. Next season, I'm going to change it. That'll be something that I'm not going to change because, again, I allowed myself to be vulnerable to things like the ball where if you miss on the macro, you're going to get slaughtered on the micro because you didn't take enough plays. Where, and that's why people following the model were just getting paid out of their nose. Meanwhile, I was in a downslide because they're just not tailing the picks. You shouldn't tail anybody's picks. You should be looking for people that are a fount, like myself. Again, as I'm, yeah, promoting my work, the work is good, but I'm saying you don't have to follow my picks. You should be looking at the model. You should be looking at the totals. You should be looking at the sheet and figuring out where there were disparities and why. Again, the same way I reverse engineered the Vegas line, you want to try and reverse engineer my work, look for consensus, look for discrepancies, and see if you could figure out why and discover edge. I mean, that's it, people. Another feather up in the cap for the betting side. Wow, that was all I could trifecta there. We got a good lesson for each of the three pillars of profit. And I think that's one of the things that you get here. I'm telling you, I listen to full-on shows. You don't learn a damn thing. These people are supposed to be experts in their field, and I feel like I never learn anything. It's a lot of regurgitation. It's a lot of safe, milquetoast kind of fence sitting. Again, ugh, yak to that. All right, so my boy, Newt Barr is the man. Sometimes you feel like a newt, sometimes you don't. Today, we absolutely do. 316, batting average, 447, ISO, 1233, OPS. Remember, ISO is extra base hit rate. 447 ISO in that span is a 45% extra base hit rate. He should be good to go. It was three doubles, a triple, and four shamalama ding-dongs. He's going to see way too many fastballs. Dunn is just forcing it in 50% of the time. Newbar's got 85 contact, 55 hard hit, 16 barrel, 434 ex-woba against that pitch. He's going to do his thing. Hopefully, we got a leadoff double, and we just pack up the plus 120. Expect that price to move, and then we're going to get back to the F5 team total model. It has been en fuego. I had a third one here, but again, this is what happens because I obviously my picks are not out to the public yet. My picks are out to some people. It moved, the third one. It was Oakland. It moved to 2.5. And I know I said before, it's okay going for 2.5. Not when it's Oakland and not when the model says so, right? So I was over 1.5 enough to play it, not over enough 2.5. So don't bite on Oakland. You almost never want to chase them for 3 runs through 5. Almost never. So let's go nice and safe. Plus 180 parlay. Love it. It's Boston and Cincinnati. So lots of red. We mentioned Dunn. I'm sorry. Flip side of that is Cincinnati's versus Hudson. I'm sorry about that. It's the same game. The Reds versus the Cardinals. The Reds are facing Dakota Hudson, who, again, I'm not sure if it's a name thing. I'm not sure if it's a team bias that comes with pitching for the Cardinals, but Hudson is really not that great. 4.23 ERA, 1.4 whip. However, expected ERA and the Sierra north of 5. 14K is too low. 11% walk is too high. A 3% walk on the Landra on a midnight bus to Tuscaloosa. He doesn't get ahead. He doesn't induce chases. 42% hard hit rate led to the 3.60 expected woba. And I've got 2 earned runs or more in his last 6 and 11 of the last 12, and he's pitching in Cincinnati. There's almost no way I don't see Dakota Hudson giving up 2 runs. And then go for the Red Sox, who are a good offense. Again, right off the bat, Boston kind of starts for me as a 2-run team. They're going up against Chris Archer. He's allowed 2 earned runs or more in 6 of his last 7. Not sure again why this one is priced the way it is. I believe it should be 2. I think they're afraid of offering us the push. Let's look at Archer really quick. 4.3 ERA, 1.3 whip. Not any good. Expected ERA in Sierra and classified run average north of 4.75. The double-digit walk rate, single-digit K minus walk. The first strike rate is too low. The chase rate is too low. That number is down to 27. You figure 27 short of 33 is 6 under 27. He's like 20% worse than average at inducing chases, so he's got to come into the zone. He allows too many hard hits. And it's just, it's crazy to me. I'm sorry. I know he hasn't allowed a lot of home runs because he's relying on the walk to get out of it. Walking hitters is not a good escape plan. And the Boston offense has been very good. They're not even in a downslide. Check it out. Last 280 plate appearances. They have a 309 team batting average, 350 team OBP, 806 team OPS, leading the league in hard hit at 46.63, 46 team WOBA. That's good for a 122 WRC+. The disciplinary metrics have not been great. So what, though? Hudson doesn't strike out anybody. I just don't get this one at all. Red Sox are putting up... Chris Archer walks the yard. The Red Sox are putting up 2. The Reds are putting up 2. I'm going to drop a couple more of these. And I was thinking about it maybe as I go to pitch my idea for Patreon. You know, again, I really try and over-deliver. Maybe we'll run this model. Maybe this will be what we focus on. These F5 team total over, something that I'm extremely confident in, something that we have a very good track record of profiting in, something that no one else is doing that's kind of specific to the market. Then maybe we'll fill in the rest of the days outside of football. Maybe I just had myself an idea. And that will do it, everybody. For Cork Stats, the very last full episode, all the granular analysis, the detailed work that you can stomach till it's pouring out your nose. Please rate, review, and subscribe for like the 49th time I asked you. But que sera, sera, what are you going to do? Cancel me a little late for that. Download the Jock Market app. Use the promo code MMN. They're going to match you for $100 for free. But man, bless that app. And thank you, Dave. You are the man. We are working very hard for you. I'm telling you, people, you thought baseball market we did well. Football is awesome. And I hate to do it, but there's a lot of donkeys out there. Jock Market is a very difficult game. It has a lot of nuance. Jock Market, in response to that and our ability to sniff out the edge, split the slates, lowered the total shares. All of these things drive up prices. Football, they don't have that liberty because there's enough volume. So we are going to feast in the jock market. Come NFL, you write that bad boy down. Look for the Mayo Media Mix as soon as I get back from Disney. We'll be coming at you the first game day, that Thursday opening kickoff. I'm going to have, you know, bets. We're going to run the Sims. We're going to drop all the, you know, DFS stuff. Jock market play is going to be off the hook. Everything you could expect. I'm running a little bit long, but again, what you going to do? Cancel me at this point. You got your stacks. You got your fantasy. You got your bets. And you got my love, man. And my thank you. My appreciation. All right. Tomorrow, again, is just be like a little bit of a, you know, sayonara. And we're going to go to win $1 million. That's what I got for you tomorrow. So if you want to win $1 million, check us out tomorrow. If not, see you, everybody. Put the 5-star reviews. Tell them you want this show back next year. Hey, tell them you want it for the rest of this year. Who knows? You never know what the future will bring. Enjoy the games. Enjoy your day. And when we're done with the book, enjoy that pay. Hey, hey, everybody. Man, that was just awesome, man. My really, you all touched my heart in a very special way. And when I say that I love you, I really mean it, man. Catch us on the flip side, yo. Peace.